This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast entitled Problem Solving, Looking Beyond the Obvious. I am your moderator, Tyler Crabtree, and I'm a senior e-discovery specialist with the California Department of Justice, Office of the Attorney General. I'm joined today by Sean McClurg, who is the litigation support manager at Miles and Stockbridge. Thanks so much for joining us, Sean.
Thanks for having me, Tyler.
So I'll go ahead and just jump right into this. So what do we mean when we say we want people to be thinking outside of the box?
Well, I see it as two things. I see it as that people don't stop at the first solution, which I see happens a lot in this field, but just also in life in general. Sort of you get into the mindset of, okay, this is how I normally do this. And if that doesn't work, then people just sort of stop. And the other piece that I see is thinking, to use the old adage, you know, to sort of problem solve creatively or to think outside of the box. And so for the first piece, you know, a lot of times what I tell people is I need you to dig deeper. I need you to be curious. I need you to be, you know, solution oriented, think about the end goal. And the second piece is, you know, that unfortunately requires, you know, something that we don't have a lot of in this field, you know, time and energy to sort of sit and think through, okay, how can we do this differently? But those are the two aspects that I see in terms of looking beyond the obvious.
Okay. And you mentioned, you know, specifically in this industry. So, you know, thinking of that, then why is it such an important skill for someone to have who is working in this industry?
Well, I think it's important for a couple of reasons. The first is that our industry is constantly evolving. I think much more so than any other field. Right. You know, we're constantly having to deal with new technologies, new ways of looking at things, new matters. You know, as new attorneys come in, they bring different types of matters, particularly if you're in a law firm environment, things like that. So it's ever evolving. But then the other piece of it is, I think it's just an incredibly good skill for life as a whole, simply because what it allows us to do is, again, focus on the goal. What's the end goal? And how do we get there? You know, and once you start thinking more that way and sort of when I came to my current firm, what I told my team was I want you to no longer be task oriented. Mm. So I don't want you to get a task and just think, okay, I need to do this task. It's like, I want you to be goal oriented. I want you to think, what's the goal that this person wants to achieve? How do we get them there? And in e-discovery, that's really important because we have a lot of people in this field, and I can only speak from my own personal experience. And obviously, you know, maybe you can speak from yours, but a lot of times what I hear a lot of is, well, we've always done it this way. Yeah. Well,
especially, yeah, that's definitely the case. I would agree with you with that for sure. Especially right. Things you need to do and so many people coming at you, you want to make that list. You want to check off those boxes because you get that satisfaction of feeling I've ticked the boxes. I'm making progress today.
Exactly. Yeah. There's always that, you know, we've always done it this way. And what I wanted my team to become was a resource and not a task department, not a task on the list, because what we had become was sort of, you know, when people went and they got data, then they knew, okay, the next checkbox, as it were, is to then give it to my group and we'll deal with it from there. And it's like, no, I want us to be a resource. I want us to go beyond that. And it took some time, you know, to get them sort of thinking that way, because it's hard when somebody writes you and says, do this, I need 500 pages of PDFs today or in the next hour, anything like that, to sort of step back and be like, okay, what are you hoping to accomplish with these 500 pages of PDFs? What's your goal? You know, and particularly, if you're new to this field, if you're new to the industry, can be very intimidating to ask those questions. I mean, I have the advantage of having been in the industry for 20 years. So I have the advantage of sort of being able to sort of ask people that question in a way that they're not like, hey, why is this 22-year-old asking me this question? But at the same time, right, the earlier that you can develop that skill and the earlier you can develop that rapport and the earlier you can get people thinking that this is how you're thinking about serving them, because ultimately we are in a service industry. And so if the goal is to give them the best possible service, then that means having them do it in the best possible way. You're not always going to win. In fact, you're mostly going to lose because you're selling upwards, but
yeah,
it makes the wins that much more sweeter when you can convince somebody to try a different approach, particularly if that approach is more efficient, if it's better for them, if it's going to get them to their results sooner.
Right. So was this something, you know, this skill, was it something that came more naturally for you, or were you, was this something that you were working on over time? Like it was a goal that you set for yourself?
Well, that's a great question. It's a little bit of both. I've always sort of had a problem solving / people pleaser personality. I'm sort of like a dog with a bone when a problem comes my way, in that I need to try to figure out a way to solve it. But I'm also naturally curious. You know, I'm always asking people why and how, and what about this? And why aren't you doing it this way? And, you know, things like, have you thought about this? I'm constantly breaking technology that's given to me, being told we've never been asked that before. We'll need to research it and get it back to you. But with that said, it's one of those things that I feel can very easily be built, you know, just as sort of, this is part of your personality. This is part of who you are. It's one of those things that I've sort of had to hone in a different direction because of that natural curiosity and everything else. You know, I can't spend 12 hours trying to research a solution to something that would take me 2 hours of work to right, accomplish, even though I don't necessarily agree with the approach of how we're going to accomplish it. So, you know, I've had to train myself to look at it that way, to be like, okay, what's the trade-off here? You know, what's the end goal? You know, but it comes down to sort of, there's one-off solutions. You know, you're given a particular task and you see a better way to do it, but then there's larger sort of workflow, holistic changes. You know, obviously the first one is simpler because you're just dealing with task, you know, task-oriented changes, and the other one is a bigger challenge. But with that said, I think, you know, in terms of developing that skill, it all comes back to asking that question. You know, what's the goal? What's the end goal here? What are they trying to accomplish?
Right. And since you were trying to, when you came over to your new firm, and you were trying to get your team to move beyond maybe that task-oriented mindset and more into this more innovative and problem-solving mindset, what suggestions would you have for someone who's looking maybe to implement the kind of same process that you did at their firm?
Anytime, if you're talking about yourself or to your team members, anytime that you get an email from somebody asking you to do something, before you respond and say yes or on it, just take a beat. Take a moment, take a breath, think about what it is that they're asking you to do, you know, and make sure that you understand, how do I get from where we're at to where they want to be? Do I understand exactly where they want to be with this? Because a lot of times what we get is just, you know, I need this data processed, or I need this tag created, or I need these search terms run. You know, we just get tasks without necessarily that sort of behind the scenes. Here's what I want. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish with that. And look, 50% of the time, maybe less, maybe more, depending on your firm, you know, the industry you work with, the people that you work with, you know, the personalities, right, you know, do you have people who, you know, they wait until the last minute to, you know, reply to their requests, right? Or do you have people who, you know, they're ahead of the ball, you know? So with all of those things taken into account, I think it's really important just to take a minute. And so that is sort of where I started with my team. You know, okay, I don't want to see that immediate response.
Right.
I don't want to see that we're on it, we'll take care of it. I want to see a pause. I want to see you all press pause. I want to see that you know, thought about it. And if you have questions, or if you're like, hey, I don't necessarily understand this, then come to me, come talk to me, you know, and I may say, there's nothing you can do here. You know, we can't resolve this. Just move forward with the task. And in other instances, I might be like, okay, how do we offer a better solution to them?
Right.
You know?
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about this in theory, but what about maybe a practical example of maybe when you kind of put these skills into practice with, you know, you and your team, or maybe the steps and processes that you use to kind of arrive at a solution for a particular problem?
Yeah, that's another fabulous question. I think that the first thing is just as a whole to take a step back, you know, as a person, you know, you just have to be curious, be inquisitive. You know, Google everything. If you don't know what it is, Google it. It's the joy of living in the age that we live in. You know, ask questions, attend webinars. ILTA has a ton of them. Go to ILTACon, attend conferences. You know, develop that network where you can reach out to people who are in similar roles as yours, or even above. What I tend to find is people who are sort of in the data analyst role are the ones that I'm asking the most questions to. Because it's sort of like, well, how do you get from here to here? How does this happen? How does this work? But then from a practical standpoint, you know, in terms of, you know, recently I had somebody reach out to me with, they needed to review a bunch of files, but it wasn't a standard document review. Okay. These were specific to individuals. And they wanted to capture certain information from these files, but simultaneously they wanted to be able to annotate certain parts of the documents.
Interesting.
You know, as they went through. And so it's sort of a multi-tiered review that they're doing, because not only are they populating certain data from a whole based on these, you know, these groups of files, but simultaneously they want to go through and annotate the files. And so what they had been doing for a while was just doing this in Excel and loading the documents either to their local drive or to document management system we have internally.
Okay.
And so they actually came to me and said, do you have a better solution for us? Can you come up with a better idea for us? Because this just, it doesn't seem like the right solution, which is where I wanted. Right, exactly. Which is where I wanted to be. I wanted them to come to me and ask these questions.
Right.
I want to be that resource. And so what I did was, again, I first asked the question, what's the goal? What's the end goal? And I actually had to go back to them and say, yes, I absolutely can help you with this. But first, I need to know what it is that you're hoping to accomplish at the end. So we had a conversation where we just talked through, here are our goals. Here's what we want to be able to do. Here's the deliverable we want to be able to present to the client, to, you know, to the requesting entities, things like that. And then the second thing that I did was I mapped out the steps. So from A to Z, how do I get from where we are right now to where they want to be? You know, and that's really helpful for me to just sort of be like, okay, it doesn't have to be pretty. I'm not talking about, you know, opening software, you know, I'm scribbling it in my notebook.
Your own internal cheat sheet.
Exactly. And then the third thing that I did was I just looked at it and really just sort of thought through, what do we have that can get them from here to here? You know, and I did some research, I Googled it to see
no
if there were
Jeeves or anything, huh?
Right. To see if there were some solutions out there. I talked to some people, but then really what I did was I started when it became apparent, I don't know if this is necessarily a project that we're going to be doing a bunch of. This might just be a one-off project. So I don't necessarily want to invest.
Right.
You know, in a software solution. So let me look internally at what we have and do we have a solution that can do this for them? You know, I found two solutions that we had internally. And oddly, one of them was our web-based case management platform, not case management. You know, it houses our transcripts, exhibits, you know, we can build out character lists. We do all these things, but it's a repository where we could drop these files. They could annotate them, have them in a singular location, but then we could also build out a separate sheet for them within that same environment. So it's all web-based for them. They can do it from wherever they're at.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in today's world, they could do it from wherever they're at. And we had to make a few minor adjustments. We had to go back to the developer and be like, hey, can we do this? Can we do that? And they were like, yeah, we can do that for you. But they've made it through 70, you know, of these groups of files so far, about 400 some files. And you know, they've been moving right along through it. But it was really important to, when I presented to them, I said, look, this is what I think would work for you. But we also have this other option, or, I mean, you could continue doing it the way that you've been doing it. And when I presented them with that first option with our case management tool, they were like, yeah, we're in, you know, awesome. We think this is fabulous. It's going to do exactly what we want.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it felt really, really good, because behind that were 10 other instances of me doing that and them being like, no. So that's the other piece of this whole thing, is you sort of have to develop, you know, a thick skin, but simultaneously not lose that curiosity, that inquisitiveness, right, that desire or want to sort of think outside the box, because we're selling up. It's really hard to gain traction, but the moment you do, you know, I always describe it as, you know, you're sort of, you're pushing a boulder at the top of a hill. And once you can get that boulder moving, the momentum's going to carry it the rest of the way down the hill. But really, it is that shoving of the boulder,
right,
you're trying to do it first. And it can feel like you're smashing yourself against a rock again and again and again, because you can see ways that people could be doing things better, but you're just not making any traction. But it's just really important that you just keep, you know, keep that positivity and that solution-oriented focus. Just keep looking at the goals and keep offering solutions. And eventually somebody will be like, yeah, I want to try that.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you for sharing that example. I think that really kind of puts everything more into perspective, especially the analogy of the boulder up the hill. I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So we're coming up to our time limit here, but I do just want to give you the last opportunity here if there's any final thoughts or comments you wanted to leave with our listeners.
The final thoughts that I would just say is, look, the path, as I said before, the path won't always be clear. You always won't be able to find a solution, which is fine. You'll get way more no's than yeses, particularly at first. And it's important not to focus on that, this is how it's always been done mentality. Just don't get stuck in that, you know, because there are always, again, our industry is so constantly shifting. There is just an opportunity for solution-oriented people, not only within this industry, but within so many other industries. If you can just focus on the goal, you know, what's the goal? How do I get to the goal? Are there ways that I can alter the process to make it more efficient, to make it better? And that could be better for you, better for your case teams, better for, you know, your clients. And it's hard. It's hard to do in an environment when we're getting hit with 15 time sensitive requests at once, you know, right. But if you start doing it once a week, or if after the fact, you're able to look at something and be like, oh, I could have done that differently next time, you know, and just jot yourself a note.
Right.
Next time I'll remember this. Those are the last pieces of advice that I can give. And, you know, again, just go out there and innovate.
I think that's some really great parting advice. So I think I'll have to take some of that and make sure I'm applying it as well in my daily work. Sean, thank you so much for joining us. And a big thank you also to our audience for tuning in. So have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tyler. Thanks all. Stay safe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.